Rear Window, that trombone shot though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Steve Newell.
G'day. How's Hi. It?
Good,
actually.
Nice vibes in here. It's a nice sort of footwear semi-optional flavour.
I've adjusted the lighting as well. Actually, I've just put my jandals back on because I went to the BFM bathroom, which we discussed. It's probably safest if I put jandals on before I went to the bathroom.
The BFM bathroom and discussed.
Go now on, I'm feeling that these jandals suck. I'm taking them off. Yeah, good.
Better. There we
go. Okay.
It's fake summer.
Yeah, kind of. Got a nice weird light going on here. I might muck around with this as we talk.
Light. That reminds me of movies. They're mostly light, aren't they, when you think about it?
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. That's about as excited as I get about movies this week because everything out is kind of crap. But we'll just move right along.
What do you mean crap? Like crap, like depends too mainstream-y? Or
depends where you stand on Rowan Atkinson as Johnny English, a.k.a. Sir John Key's favourite film.
What is it? Kind of, he plays a sort of more competent Mr. Bean,
or a less competent James, somewhere in the middle, like half. Back in 2007, our former Prime Minister, then the leader of the opposition, announced that it was his favourite film. I think that might have been the same time that he was saying that his favourite, when asked what his favourite music was or favourite artist was, he said Easy Listening. Which isn't really an answer to the question.
I like it though. It might be a mint band.
Then Prime Minister Helen Clark was relentlessly on brand back in 2007. She said that her favourite film was The Motorcycle Diaries, which of course is the story of two nascent communists hooning around South America on the back of a motorcycle.
Powerful.
So, you know, really, yeah, on brand.
She sort of replaces the divots of the politicians before her. That's great.
there's not much chop, but there's a lot of good stuff on the horizon. A couple of major international film festivals wrapped up over the past couple of weeks. One of which is a really strong predictor for the Oscars. So
just so everyone knows what's going on, John's smashing a picture of Max Key in my face in a dumb Lamborghini and like a little dog that looks like it's getting not living a happy life.
What the fuck are you doing that for, mate? I can verify that's a disturbing image.
What a jerk. Hey, that's insane. I tell you what, though, that's what happens when you're on the internet heaps. You're a spider, weird stuff.
Hey, fellow New Zealander who's on the internet heaps, Taika Waititi, was on the jury at the Venice Film Festival.
Big up in New Zealand yet? He keeps bringing up all the stuff that we don't like to talk about.
What, you mean like how we're kind of dicks a lot of the time?
It's like, yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, well.
Damn it.
Oh, well. He was on the jury alongside Christoph Waltz, Naomi Watts, and it was chaired by Guillermo del Toro. Mm. And they basically spent the best part of a week watching the films that were in competition there. So they got through about 20 films and had to have them like a
How do they
serious,
do that? Is it like a hydrated sleep? Like, do they put them in a nice comfy
I don't know,
seats?
Man, because that dude never seems to not be on social media. So sort of, is he like, maybe he's a phone in the theatre guy?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if that really would fly.
I reckon, but if you're a busy director like that, you're just allowed to do that, right?
I guess so. So they've got a really good record at Venice of picking Oscar winners. Shape of Water came out of there. Birdman. They didn't make the films, but they've got a really good history of giving the top award to the film that goes on to win the Oscar. Some may feel it's a foregone conclusion, but if, like myself, you get quite hooked into gambling and Oscar sweepstakes each year, it's quite hard to actually get them all right.
Okay.
So
is it a case of maybe we said it's good, everyone believes it's good?
Hey, look, maybe there's a bit of that. Playing out of competition is the film that everyone kind of sort of half expects to certainly be in the Oscar conversation, which is the remake of A Star Is Born, made by Bradley Cooper, the actor who is now a director and a screenwriter, who directs and acts opposite Lady Gaga in a story of star-crossed musicians. Well, and that vibe just came in the back.
Is Lady Gaga like he discovers her kind of thing?
It's a really familiar kind of tropey.
She's got pipes. Does she sing hard out in this?
I think she sings hard out, yeah. Part of me goes, that sounds horrible. And then another part of me read some reviews, and that part of me went, maybe it's not going to be awful.
Same. I was on that part. I read the reviews first.
I'm not a fan of him as an actor.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the comments that came out from the reviewing is that sort of contrary to what you'd expect, he maybe like underplays some stuff in the film rather than oversell acts. Okay. I think he's got
extreme depth. Is that kind of where you're at, John? Like he doesn't kind of I haven't seen him in his acting extremes.
Just not like the vibe. Just not a fan of his vibe.
Okay, didn't shoot you back an email or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, that's rude.
Anyway, but hey, it's not me. I don't decide who wins the Oscars.
So that actually screened out of competition Venice, so the results sort of don't factor that in. But just very quickly, the top films that came out of that was Alfonso Cuarón, director of Gravity, has made a film, a really personal film called Roma, set in Mexico in the 70s. It's black and white. It's very like... family oriented. It's very much like a picture of his childhood.
Okay.
That would have the Oscars written all over it, except maybe they aren't, you know, crazy about movies that aren't in English because they're Americans.
I was about to say that.
I think that could possibly be sort of like, you know, take a lot of non-major awards. Mm. I really dug The Lobster and Killing of a Sacred Deer, the two films by
Killing of
Yorgos.
A Sacred Deer was pretty heavy.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy, man.
And so, you don't really get the kind of cuddle before you leave the theatre.
Fuck no. but all,
that
also,
a normal ending will give you.
Also, Yorgos Lanthimos' previous film, The Lobster, was similarly bleak, but at least it had jokes in it. His new film, The Favourite, won Olivia Colman Best Actress. And the film took out second place at the festival. That's like the story of a dysfunctional monarch, just loosey-goosey, out-of-touch monarch, and a couple of the other women surrounding her. So it's like it's a privileged royal woman out of control and a bit insane in a sort of blackly comic drama. So, yep, I'll go see that. That's out on Boxing Day. So
nothing
I reckon,
like reckless decadence.
I reckon follow-up. Maybe that's like a follow-up. A really family-oriented Christmas day, and then
throw down.
Just go sit in a movie theater the next day and try and recover. The special grand jury prize went to The Nightingale, which is the new film from the director of The Babadook. Have you guys seen that?
No, I haven't, but I've heard it's reasonably terrifying.
Yeah, it could be a good one. Like, it could be a good if you like getting creeped out in your living room.
Okay.
Kind of like a moody horror.
What was it called?
Horror about grief. The Babadook.
I can remember that. I think.
The Babadook.
I haven't watched Hereditary yet.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Is it pretty heavy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's similar territory to The Babadook, actually.
I tell you what I did watch, which is kind of funny, but also people die, and it's like a little bit thrillery, but just mostly funny. Arizona. Do you know it?
Arizona.
I think that's what it's called. It's got the old mate from Eastbound and Down in it. And Seth Rogen features in it for a moment.
I have not seen Arizona.
It's pretty mint. It's mint. It's kind of based in the area of, or in the situation of like a property boom in the middle of nowhere and then nobody kind of lives there anymore. Because all the houses kind of crashed at a certain point, obviously. And then comedy ensues. And
sounds like a fairy
things,
tale.
Things then, escalate. Things escalate.
Here in New Zealand? What? Empty houses? What
exactly.
What is this shit?
But, that's worth a watch. I checked that out. Check that out, everyone.
Arizona. Okay. I rewatched Raising Arizona with Nicolas Cage the other day. Shit, that stands up.
You love Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, well, I think I'm on a bit of a tear with that stuff now.
Apparently Mandy's going to be at a big cinema at some point soon.
Yeah, Mandy, you will get another chance to see Mandy soon. I'll grab the details and we'll have a chat about that soon.
I might hold off and we'll try and watch that on the big screen.
In Aussie, they're doing a one night only thing with it, so it plays across the country. But here, there are going to be select dates to see Mandy.
The soundtrack's real heavy, right?
The soundtrack rules.
It's like Sun-O situations, right?
Yeah, there's a bit of Sun on it. It's mostly Johan Johansson, but Stephen O'Malley from Sun contributes some vibes, some guitar vibes here and there. One of those was rattling a metal handrail for me at the Civic, which was awesome. Like at the Civic in the big Civic PA, certain doom chords were just creating this resonant frequency with this. Like I could hear right from right inside the balcony, this thing start going. And like that's the sort of thing that'd be annoying if it wasn't the fact that it's a rad dude with a guitar mixed into the sound mix of an OTT movie. There's a bunch of media coverage of that at the minute. It's just opened in the US, and people are predictably going nuts about it. Just a couple of other things to mention before we wrap up. At the Toronto International Film Festival, rather than getting actors and etc. to judge their films. They have voting for the audiences throughout the festival.
Oh yeah, like which you, is quite you leave the cinema and you put it in a box.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And it means that you know, it's a slightly different outcome. But
people's
the top,
choice.
A Star Is Born didn't make the top three, so that's the first sort of like bump on the road for this for this film, which supposedly is, you know, a big broad crowd pleaser. First at Toronto was Green Book, which is pretty much the definition of a crowd pleaser. It's a
Green Book.
Green Book. It's a road trip, true story comedy drama, comedic light-hearted drama.
I do like a road trip, by the way.
With a mismatched couple, because of course you're a mismatched pair.
It makes it keeps it zany.
Mismatched pair
keeps it zany.
Let's say slightly racist thug type, having to drive a black pianist through the South and...
Wait, so there's four people now? How many? What?
A racist thug.
Yep. That's and one. The two pair that's that are one. Not like each other.
That's one.
Oh, no,
and
there you're explaining the
black,
two. I got
and
it.
And a black pianist.
I got you.
And the Green Book of the title is the guide that basically in the 60s and 50s you kind of needed to negotiate the southern states if you were black. It's like, this is the book of places that will let you stay there.
Right.
So that's kind of, you can kind of see where that's going. That's kind of, that's pretty Oscar-y. That's pretty broad. Also, Roma took second runner-up, that Cuaron film. And another one, from the director of Moonlight, a film called If Beale Street Could Talk, took a spot in the top three as well. So a few things there. I think they'll be part of that conversation. And just a couple of last things to mention. If you do want to see A Star Is Born, that's out on the 18th of October, so it's coming pretty soon. If you don't want to do A Star Is Born, you could see the David Gordon Green remake of Halloween that's includes Danny McBride amongst its screenwriters. It's also out the same night, the 18th of October. That's pretty soon. That's some movies that are coming out and stuff.
Very nice.
One final thing, if you haven't watched the trailer for Apostle, which is coming to Netflix next month, check it out.
Okay.
It's gross.
Perfect.
Bye.
Thanks, Steve.
Cheers, Steve. Thank you very much.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.